Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's July 13, 2007, and Here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. God, here's a question that has always interested me. Do you ever have any contact with other fragments of yourself, the souls of other races scattered throughout the universe?
In ancient times, Alora, this was very rare. Once in a while, someone would show up from some other race far out in the galaxy and visit for a little while. But since 1947, when mankind has become in contact with extraterrestrials, it has become almost constant. It hardly a month goes by that someone does not show up from some other race far out there in the galaxy, is a representative of that God. Bring me information, and I give it information, and it takes it back to its God. We've had things going back and forth for quite a while now. In this current emergency, I would have been very hard-pressed without our extraterrestrial friends out there. It is incredible, Alora, that things have just gone together absolutely perfectly. And since my son went out there for a while, went among the other races and met his counterparts in those other races, spoke with them and brought back information from them, everyone out there is praying and hoping that we can find a solution for our problem and save this race from self-destruction, from sodomizing itself. Everything has gone together perfectly, Alora. If it had not been for our extraterrestrial friends, we would have failed.
Wow, that's great news, God. It's always great to keep in touch with family and friends.
I definitely have a very large family, Alora. A very large family indeed. I need the cheapest plan available.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
We're back. God, as we are recording these sessions, a strange beneficial phenomena has happened in Los Angeles, California. Mysterious energy has appeared there that has attacked the creatures of darkness. Is this energy extraterrestrial in nature?
Alora, this is one of those mysteries that even I can't answer. I am not sure. We asked your new little friends if they did this, and they said no. But I certainly believe that this energy was extraterrestrial in nature. It may have been Demetrius's old friends from ages past, but they have a very strict non-interference doctrine. But they may have thought that this would not really affect anything, so they helped a little bit. They have this strange phenomena of helping when they think that a cause is hopeless. We don't know, Alora. This is one of those mysteries that we can't answer. It is almost positive that this was extraterrestrial in nature, that this came from another life source somewhere, because it cannot be absorbed into the afterlife. It affects the material world, but it does not affect the afterlife. We can't feed on it. So it is almost assured that this is extraterrestrial in nature. People have to understand that sometimes I cannot be absolutely sure of something. It may have been interdimensional in nature. It may have come from another dimension. We strongly believe that it was extraterrestrial, and some people out there are trying to help us. And whoever it was, we express our sincere gratitude.
Wow, that's got to really be a mystery, God, if you don't know the answer.
My ages of existence would be really boring, Alora, if I didn't have a few mysteries once in a while. I mean, if I knew it was going to happen exactly every moment, can you imagine how boring that would be?
We'll be back again.